Good morning, boys. In America, they do it a lot better than in Ramat Beit Shemesh. No shayla. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Kessler family. I see some of them here, or at least one of them. Refuah shleimah for Eliza Tova, Bas Esther Grunowa, daughter, sister, cancer patient, now diagnosed with COVID-19. But I understand that the tefillos are helping. By Dr. Mark Berkson. Here he is. In honor of my dad, Jerry's, Yosef's 85th birthday. She lived to 120 doing the daf. By Ben Schwartz. In honor of Avi Herschel. Yishkoyach, who set this up today, Ben? Jay. Yishkoyach. Yishkoyach Jay for the blue label. This is only from the times I was here. Wow, unbelievable. Givaldic. And I don't think I drink any of it yet. I don't do blue label. What's blue label? Shtusim. We do other stuff. Jay, get with the program. What is this stuff? In honor of Avi Herschel and the unofficial official MDY youth baseball team. Wishing them much hatzlacha on the upcoming baseball game in Cooperstown on Sunday. Okay, Ben. Paras HaChodesh. Oh, I think we have more, no? No, that's it. Paras HaChodesh. Is he still Paras HaChodesh? Does anybody know? Okay, he needs it. His house burned down. In memory of his mother, Dvar Fega Bas Shmuel, and his father-in-law, Menachem Mendel Ben Elkanon, and in merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year. Is he making it, not making it? What's the story? I want to see pictures. He's going to go on all the way until Yom Kippur, this guy. Okay. I left my phone at home, of course. It's Matzi Shabbos. It's always a mess. I had more time this Matzi Shabbos. But then I decided, Lekove Matzi Shabbos, I printed up more stuff. I actually made this chart. I'll show it to you later. Matzi Shabbos. So it's good. But I still am left with no time. Rebellishly, this is from a Koyal guy, I believe. Mazel Tov, great cheer. I joined. I haven't missed. Fill in the blanks yourself. You mentioned that if one comes late, he should daven with the Shliach Tzibur. Here is the story. Yeshiva Bacher once asked Reb Chaim K. Since in Yeshiva by Mincha, most guys roll in late and therefore start with the Shliach Tzibur, should I come? Who comes on time, wait to start with the shots? Okay, whatever. It's written, but you'll get the point. Since at the beginning, there are only about 15 guys, and Bechazos HaShatz there are about 30 guys, so is it Beroivam? In other words, should I wait until everybody rolls out of bed so I daven with more people? Reb Chaim responded, Beroivam it is, but Hadras Melech it isn't. Good line. Thanks for the Gevaldik Shir. It's not about the daf, it's about the Yoimi. It's not about the Shir. Listen to this. Again. It's not about the daf, but about the Yoimi. And it's not about the shir, but about the camaraderie. Oh, I'm supposed to be wearing these. Thank you. Valdik. Okay. Anyway, he says, have a safe flight home. Avram Moshe, Rosenhan, Kiryat Sefer. P.S. I learned full day in that Fiyomi Kol and listened to the Rebelli show at night on 1.75 speed as a quick chazara. Sometimes it gets really late, like tonight, 2:34 a.m., but I'm a shtickle addicted, so I got to watch before I go to sleep. Givaldik, from a Koyal guy that learns it off all day. Beautiful. All right, keep those coming, Koyal guys. There are a lot more. I got an email from David Address. David, where are you? You want to say about Peh? You said you're shkoyach for hanging in there and going through all that. What else did you say?
I don't remember. I
you don't remember, and I should remember.
Come on. Read the other
thing. Which thing? This thing? Oh, this. Okay, I usually don't open surprises. This better be good. For the lack of emails, triple wrapped. What is going on here? I'm allowed to rip it. Don't tear it. Don't tear it. This is different. You're lucky. Oh, I see. Here we go. Oh, what is this? Parshas Aktoris. This is the real deal. Wow, look at this. From a cipher. And I should read this. I'm really not. What's going on? Buzzing. Take it off. The tech team. With the, come on, you gotta do it. Next time you come over with the Stramel. I'm really not a good night person. I was getting up very late in the morning. I'm also not the best at night driving. However, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to see my Rebbe off as you give your last year in New York and then head back tomorrow during the day is the last year. Whatever, we'll figure that one out. Words cannot express my appreciation for all the hard work you put in this year. I'm amazed at the energy you have to travel all around the U.S. in such late hours and probably on a little to no sleep. Your dedication to Torah and Talmidim knows no bounds. My wife cannot understand my devotion and dedication to you at MDY. By the way, a guy came to me in Florida. He said he has to stop the daf. Why? His wife thinks that he likes me more than her. Not joking. Maisa Shahaya. But I find it amazing that everyone has the same reaction. I was speaking to someone at the Cookies Corner last week, and they also had the same spark when they talk about you in the shir. May you continue to light up and spark during class. I die for you daily. That Hashem bless you and give you the strength to lead thousands of Talmidim and millions more who haven't joined the shir yet. Amen. Wow, beautiful. As Rosh Hashanah approaches me, Hashem bless you and your family with health, happiness, hatzlacha, parnasa, and sweet happy new year. I want to get my Rebbe gift. Could you stop calling me Rebbe? Ellie. I want to get Ellie a gift for the upcoming new year. I wanted something light that you didn't have to schlep and travel back to Israel. I hope you like the Ketores. I love Ketores. It's geschmack. Wow, unbelievable. So now I have to say it every day? Somebody, look at this. With the Shavisi, the whole thing. Shee! Wow, the frankincense. Wow, okay. Rabbi said, look, you have to live and learn. These are the kind of gifts you buy me, all right? And if you can't afford it, bring another person to the shir. It's a lot better than this. But he does both. He stands in the street of an address with these and gives these out to everybody. Unbelievable. How many people did you bring to the shir so far? Countless. A lot better than this. Okay, don't worry about it. But if you're a bum and you don't bring people to the shir, step it up. May Hashem shower you with the riches, both the ruchnis, gashes, give the time to reach Torah the masses. May Hashem also bless you, Talmidim, with health, happiness, hatzlocha. Again, may Hashem also bless you, Talmidim, with health, happiness, hatzlocha, and increase parnasa, who give up their time to listen to Yeshua and study Torah. Your devoted Talmud and number one fan, David Address. Listen, you are a tremendous fan, but you still don't have 8-minute daf license plates like the guy in Florida, in California. Okay, Givaldic. It's a good thing you see I didn't. You can't? You tried. I know you tried. Fine, we'll get them somewhere else. Listen, no one in New York drives with New York license plates. It's all like Kentucky, Tennessee, California. Texas, exactly. All right. Rabbi, so here we are. Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Omar Rava. We're only 20 minutes late into it. Givaldic. Loilema inish baruch haba v'hadar b'shem Hashem. Don't breathe in between the two, says Rashi. It has to be in one shot. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem. El baruch haba b'shem Hashem ba'adadi has to go together. Why? Because if you break it up, it's like you're saying Shem Hashem for no reason. Baruch haba, and also you're saying b'shem Hashem. No connection. There has to be a connection between the two, so make sure that you don't breathe in between. The Gemara, we don't passing like this. Now we skip two lines on a very short tap that's very significant. V'omar Rava, two lines down on the top of Lamed Tesam Bay. Omid out. Loilei me'inish yehei shmei rabo v'hodar mevarach. By the way, we say Amen. It's not Amen yehei shmei rabo, it's Amen. That goes to the part that we just heard. We say Amen. And then we say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach L'Olam L'Meil Mayo. If you're Chassidish, you say, or Sfarad, you say Yisbarach. So the Gemara says the Yehei Shmei Rabba. You notice it doesn't say Amen because it's not part of it. Yehei Shmei Rabba. You shouldn't break it up and then say Mevarach. Elo Yehei Shmei Rabba. The great name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be blessed forever and ever. Bahadadi. Together. Don't break it up. Otherwise, it sounds like two different things. Omer Rav Safra, Moshe, Shapir Kamris. So he called him a Gol Adar. Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Rava, you sure you know what you're saying? Ela, Hosam V'Acha, in both cases, Yehi Shmei Rabba, and Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, what's his name? The guy from England, from Manchester. I forgot his name. No, the guy that made the cards. Who's the guy that made the cards? Adre, he's Tamari. No, Yossi. Yeah, Yossi, what's his last name?
Dahari,
thank you. Yossi Dahari sent me how the Tamarim do it. It seems like they say the whole pasuk, and then each person says the pasuk after. I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to show me. I didn't have time. It was tonight. Yossi Dahari, hi. How you doing? Great. Now, so he's Elo Hacha Hassan Vahacha Asuki Milsuhu. The last number, we're not worried. Everybody knows that this is what he's trying to say. He's trying to say Yesh Mirab and Barach. He stopped in the middle. He says Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem. This is what he's trying to do. He's trying to get to the end. Sometimes you have to take a breath. Sometimes in the wrong spot, but it's all part of it. And that's how we paskin. Makoim Shenohagu Lichpal. So the Mishnah says, we're talking about Halal. Sometimes we double up the pasuk. We say the pasuk twice. Tana Rebbe Koifel Ba Dvarim. From Ona Hashem Oishiyana, the rest of Halal, he doubled every pasuk. Ona Hashem Oishiyana, Ona Hashem Oishiyana, Ona Hashem Oishiyana, Shlichana, Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba. Everything like we do today. Rebbe Loza Ben Parto Moisev Ba Dvarim. What does Dvarim mean? So Rashi says, no, a few more psukim that he adds. My Moisev. He added a few more psukim that he doubles up. Amar Abaye Moisev Lichbal. Me'oitcha ulemata, like we do. Oitcha, can I sign me to the shore? Oitcha, can I sign me to the shore? If you remember from Masechtas Pesachim, we learned over there that when Shmuel was Mamlech, David HaMelech, these are the psukim that they said. So to commemorate that, I believe it was the Rashbam that says to commemorate that scene over there where they were Mamlech, David HaMelech, and they used those psukim of Oitcha. So we say it twice. Levarech, yivarech. Omar Abaya. If you want to say a bracha, say a bracha. You don't say a bracha, they don't say a bracha, you don't make the bracha. Lo yishanu el alachra. This is in regard to the final bracha of Halal. Avalefanov, mitzvah levarech. But before you start Halal, nobody argues that you have to say the bracha. Domar Rav Yehuda, Domar Shmuel, kol hamitzvah is kulon, mevarech aleyen, oiver lasiyasan. So this again is something we had many times already. And we're very familiar with this halacha. The halacha of oiver lasiyasan. It's a funny word. It would be a lot easier to remember if the word was koidem lasiyasan. You make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Like tefillin. We make the bracha, we put it on our arm before we tighten the ritzua. We say, laniach tefillin. Or, what else? Oh, that's what we're talking about. But what we do every day almost, Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim, we wash our hands, we don't make a bracha, and then after we wash our hands, before we dry them, we say the bracha. Oiver lasiyasan, because the drying is part of the mitzvah, so you want to say the bracha before the dry. So, you have to make a bracha. Oh, you're saying lulav. Very good. Lulav. Okay, yeah, we're talking about halal over here. So Tosfos jumps in and he talks about lulav. Because we have a minug, not me per se, but everybody else besides the Gronics, I guess. I don't know. If you have the minug, let me know. Everybody flips over the asterisk. Why do they turn over the asterisk? Because of this issue of oiver lasiyasan. When you make the bracha, you want to make sure that you aren't mekayim the mitzvah. And if you lift up your lulav and asterisk, you're mekayim the mitzvah right away. So what do? You flip over your asterisk. Now it comes out, I never really thought about it like that. I don't know about you guys are very familiar with this minhag, but it should be that you don't pick up your asterisk regularly and then you flip it over to make the bracha. It would be like you, as you take it out of the box, you should make sure it's upside down. No? So everybody knows this. Okay, it just comes out from the sugya. Again, I don't do it like that, so I'm not familiar, but I've seen people holding their lulav, and as they're getting ready, they do a flipperoo. The problem is, why do you flip it over? Because it's not keder gedilah. So that's not our esrig. Well, yeah, that's how it grows in the tree, but it's supposed to be standing upwards, and if it's downwards, you're not yaitze like that. So you're not yaitze, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah, so you flip it over or not. There are other eitzes. The Mishnah Berurah brings the gain, that's what I do. And he says that is the best way to do it. He says, the Gaon says to have in mind not to be Yaitza.
Mark, is there a reason why you're huge on my screen and you're standing, sitting here in this room? Hi, Mark. I'd rather see other people. I see you and the... Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you changed it somehow. Oh, much better. Yossi Dahari! Hey, Shalom Aleichem. First guy I see, Yossi Dahari. How you doing, Yossi? Where are you? You're not in England, are you? Where is he? He's in Manchester? No, he was in Brooklyn the other day. But that was a long time ago. Okay, he's back in Manchester. Shalom Aleichem. Why is Clifton a Yid wearing his yarmulke that he made a dance in? He's wearing that... Okay, different child. He stuck to his head, the breast of a yarmulke. Okay. So the Eitzah is to think to yourself, I'm not going to be Yotzah. You can't force somebody to be Yotzah mitzvah. So he thinks to himself, I won't be Yotzah the mitzvah. Even if he's holding the Esrog in the proper way, you're not Yotzah. Another way, Tosafot says, is to just hold the lulav and not even to hold the Esrog and then pick up the Esrog afterwards. All right. This is the famous halacha of Oiver la'asiyosan. So now we know what it's called. Oiver la'asiyosan. You have to make the bracha, before you mekayim the mitzvah. Oiver, before. But if it would say kaidem, it would be okay. So you make the bracha and then 10 minutes later, oiver means immediately before. That's why you put the tefillin on. You don't make the bracha when the tefillin are in the bag. Make the bracha when the tefillin are on your hand, ready to go. Oiver la'asiyosan. Then right away, you tighten up the tefillin. A few times in Shas, when it talks about the sugya, it goes through these things as well. I believe we had it. You'll look in the side over here, but I'm sure we had it from the beginning of Shas also. How do you know that the word oiver means before? Says the Gemara. The Omar Rav Nachum Rayitzol Dechsiv Vayoretz Achimat Derech Hakikor Vayaver Sakushi. Talking about when Avshalom died, he got caught by the tree, and so they went to tell David, his son died. So first they sent the Kushi, and then Achimat said, no, I want to tell him. So he ran, and he beat him to it. Vayaver Sakushi. He got there before him. Abayo Amam Ahocha. Vehu Ovar Lefneim Yaakov Avinu went before his wives before, so Ovar means before. Viboisem Mocha Vayavar Malcolm Lefneim Vashem Beroisham. All right, now we're holding by a new Mishnah, official Mishnah sponsored by official for Shlema for Brino Bas Yented Vayra. What's amazing is once again Hashgacha Pratis. Where was it? Oh, that was a different Hashgacha. Not Negeah to the Shir. But we're going now into Sugya of Shemitah. It's a Sugya that people are not familiar with. Even though I live in Eretz Yisrael and I went through a Shemitah there, I don't really think I'm familiar with the halachas like I should be. And here it is. We're talking about less than 30 days. Rosh Hashanah is when Shemitah starts. And we're talking about buying a lulav in a Shemitah year, that's this year. When do you purchase the lulav for Sukkot? Usually right around, a week or two. So it depends. But the lulav and esrog that you're buying are a lulav and esrog that grew in this year, the sixth year. We're right now in the sixth year. So this Mishnah has a lot to do with this year. And in fact, we're going to be learning the halachas of Shemitah somewhat, going into Daf Mem, more halachas. If you buy a lulav from your friend, says Rashi, I don't like the word chaveroi. We're not talking about a friend. We're talking about an amaritz, an amaret. So he's not your friend. So let's take out the word chaveroi. I just like Tosfos. We can look at Tosfos because we have a short daf here. Tosfos de Ramaskil halakeach lulav chaveroi b'shvius. Piers by kuntres. You see, smack in the middle of the white lines. The Ma'amar is beginning to look at the Gemara. We're talking about Amaret. Amaret is the guy b'chaver lekori chaveroi. The guy buying the lulav is a Talmud Chacham. He's learning the Mishnah. He knows the Halacha. So he's not his friend. He says Tosfos v'achinam dochak. It's not a good. You don't have to push yourself like that and be doichek and say, oh, take out a word, put in another word. Many times we call an Amaret a friend of the Talmud Chacham. This Nan. I just like, the reason I'm reading this Tosis is because I like the way that without the Bar Ilan computer program, Tosis just spits it out all the times in Shas, boom, 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 boom. So he says, even you could call a guy your friend. Forget about Amaret. Even a guy is called. Anyway, why does Rashi have to take out the word chaver? Great. So, you're buying an esrog from an Amaret. Yeah, sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, you can buy somebody who's not religious, whatever, he doesn't know that halachas. Nois en loy esrog b'matana. You make sure that he gives you the esrog as a gift. Great, you go to this esrog dealer, he set up shop, and he's screaming he wants $100 in esrog. You walk over and say, listen, give it to me for free. Bosepis? It's Shemitah today. Okay, no problem, here it is, for free. So that the Gemara says, okay, great, that's all good if he gives it to you as a gift. But what if he doesn't want to give it to you as a gift? You do something called havla. The lulav, as we're going to see, you could purchase. Not because you could. Not because the lulav is different than the esrog, we're going to see in the Gemara. It's just it's a different year. The lulav you have to be concerned of next year. The esrog you have to be concerned this year. Esrog is different than all fruits. Lulav is in the category of a regular tree, regular fruit. And therefore, it doesn't go by the Shemitah year. It goes by the sixth year, by the Chana. We'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. So, regardless, on the year that we're concerned with an esrog, we're not concerned for a lulav. The year that concerned about a lulav, he has to give the lulav for free, and the esrog, he'll pay for a lot of money. So what's avla? Avla is a trick. It's a little bit of a trick, similar to like selling chametz. You say, people do that a lot. Like, let's say you have an employee on Shabbos. So you say, I'm paying you for all 6 days. I'm not saying that you're allowed to. I'm just saying that's avla. I'm buying this lulav for $300. Usually a lulav costs less than $100. I'm buying this lulav for $300, and you give me the esrog for free. That's havla. Now, havla doesn't always work. I heard once a story, a shreklecha story. There's once a guy, a wealthy guy, that's extremely, extremely stingy. A kamtzin. And he got a terrible machla. He got the machla. So he promised, he made a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Hashem, if you get me out of this, I will give my best animal, I will sell it for peanuts, and I'm going to sell the animal, I'm going to take my best animal, sell it for top price, and all the money I'm going to give to Anin, to Tzedakah. Sure enough, the poor person, this kamtzin, had a refuah shleima. Has a refuah shleima. So what does he do? He goes to the butcher with his best animal and a chicken. And he tells the butcher, listen, I want to sell you this animal for $2. So $2? Wow, it's a great deal. No problem. What's the catch? Yeah, but the chicken is $1,500. So the guy made a little cheshbon. He goes, the animal typically costs $2,000. Together, fine, I'll do the deal. So he took the $2 that he got for the cow, and he gave it to Aniyim. And then, a little while later, the doctor calls him up and says, Rabid, the cancer came back, or whatever. So sometimes, havla doesn't work. You can't always play a havla game. But now we're talking about a guy that wants to buy an esrog, and there's no way out of it. How do you get an esrog erev Shemitah when all the, you know, people want to make money? There's a lot of work that goes into it. So I was there actually in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, and it's wild. There, in Ramat Beit Shemesh, a guy is growing esrogim. I was in another place as well. And people are running around the pardes and cutting off the esrogim. It's a disaster for the owners, because people cause a lot of damage. They don't know how to cut it well, and they're breaking branches, and you have these foreign workers running around and trying to help people. Which one you want? This one? Great. Cut it. I'll cut it for you. I cut it for you? Yeah, okay. And it's very, very difficult to find a good esrog on the tree. On the tree, everything looks terrible. And like I told you, like you have to make sure that it's yellow, it takes time, and then all these little bletlach and whatever. It was not, we didn't find anything. I ran around looking, I couldn't find anything, but the halach is, as we're going to see soon, you have to let your fields be completely open. Maybe I jumped ahead, but we're going to see it in a second. So we're talking about mavli alei dmei esrog lulav. You buy the lulav for a lot of money, and therefore your esrog is free. Ask the Gemara of Elisalei Behedya, what's the problem? Let him just pay for the esrog normally. Says the Gemara, lefisha ei moishrim dmei peiroi shviyis la'ama aretz. Oh, so now we're starting with a few of the halachas of Shemitah. So Rashi says, let's look at Rashi. A moisture to make pay rise. Smack in the middle of the page. That Torah Amra la'achla. The only thing you could do with Shemitah fruit is to eat it. V'loy l'schayra. You cannot do business with fruit. Shekol peiroi shviyis chayovim lizbayir bashviyis heimid meyim. You have to burn the fruit. Whatever's left over in the field, you have to burn it. And the money. Don't try to sell the stuff and become wealthy from it. If you buy from Am Haaretz, he's going to keep the money and you're helping him. You're enabling him to be over on this slav. You hear? Don't think it's not your business. Let him do whatever he wants. You're over on lifnei evil. You see the mikshel. You're putting a stumbling block. Says Tosfos. If you look at Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Shem Moishim Lamed Mei Peir Shviyas, it's like eight lines from the bottom of the page. Elahayinu Taima. First words of the line. Diki Yisur Tuvo Shein Amars Nizar. There are a lot of Yisurim that Amaratzim are not careful with. Dosa Liknois Bem Behema Tmeya Avad Mukarkois. You can't buy a non-kosher animal because it's tricky. You can buy food with it. So you can buy a cow, but you can't buy pork. You can't buy other things that the Amoratim buy. Avadim, karkois, you can't buy real estate with it. Chaluk, talus, manalim, you can't buy clothing, shoes. You can't take a haircut with it. The shviz achilu shtia, l'sika. Oh, so you could eat it, drink it, sicha. You could bathe yourself, anoint yourself with it. V'loy l'shar dvarim. You can't pay off a debt with it. There's no end to the halachas and the isurim on these peres. I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky is very big into telling people, you want a zgula for this or that, you're asking for brachas. Okay, learn Hilchas Shemitah. He constantly tells people, because there's no end to the isurim. These are some of the isurim we just learned. Okay. So since you cannot give him money, so you can't buy the esrog. How much money can you give him, says the Gemara? Yoiser mimazon shalosh sous. You can give him up to three meals worth. Why? Because he needs to buy food for Shabbos. He needs to live. So what if you buy an esrog from him on Tuesday? You could. Since on Friday, you could give him enough money for three meals, which is not that much. We're not talking about whatever my wife spent this Friday in, what's the name? Seasons, what is it called?
Seasons, Gourmet Glad.
Gourmet Glad, yeah. Great food. And one of those places, unbelievable. You guys, you don't know what you have over here. It says on the steak, it says, just throw in the oven, it already comes with all the ingredients, the wine, the this, the that. You just put it in the oven for 17 and a half minutes at this and this thing, it tells you exactly what to do, poof, comes out unbelievable. And then the chicken, listen to this, it's called the steak chicken. It has a pulki, like a bone coming out. It looks like a steak. They clean it nicely. That's crazy. Unbelievable. The gashmius here is out of control. When my wife went to America, I also went to the store in Eretz Yisrael. There was some schnitzel that sat in like 6 inches of oil. That's like, they had two products there. You could buy a lot of types of hummus, but that's about it. Okay. Yeah, we saw it. I spoke about it in Shir. And the salt water. They sell the salt water here, everything. Yeah. So anyway, you get to buy an esrog for three meals, which is not enough for your esrog. Bimasar. What if you did give an amaret? So there is a trick. You don't want the Am HaAretz to use that money which has Gedusha on it, the Gedusha of Shemitah. So what do? You say, I have at home another product. I have other payrice. Whatever I gave him is going to move over to the fruit in my house. And now that becomes Aser. And I'll take care of it. Let the Am HaAretz do his thing. Dav Lametes, Amud Beis, sponsored by the MDY, the Healing Group, for all those who need Shiduchim, Refuas, and Yeshuas, please join them.8mindav.com. Uba, Va'oichlon, Bigdusha Shviyas, when you come home, you treat it with the proper Gdusha. I don't know, maybe Mendy could help you guys out. You have to be careful. Everything you eat, I'm serious, if you have a cucumber, you're making a salad, right? And then you don't want to put those ends in the salad. You have to put them away in a special bag, right? And you have to wait until they become they go bad. The kids are, it's a whole process in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a joke. Us Americans, we come, we have no idea. David, it's you again? Psh, why David Zlatnik? It's people here. What did I call Dan Rubinoff last time? Badner. I got confused. But here he's here again. Trust me, he's here. I know. Unbelievable. It's between you and David Zlatnik, but you're not going to beat David Zlatnik. I mean, Dan Rubinoff. Dan Rubinoff was in Miami. So it's everywhere. And in Israel. But Israel doesn't count. Here we have Mendy Auerbach from Eretz Yisrael. So everybody say hello to him. He sits next to me in RBS. He's been there from day one, basically. Sits two people away from me every single day. I see that beautiful podium. Look at that Hajj's podium. He's right over there on the left side. There I see Shalom Aleichem to him. He's very shy also. Okay, fine. Shkoyach Mendy. Anyway, b'med v'mar murim v'lekeach min ha-mufkar. This is great if the Am HaAretz is trying to sell you something from Hefker. Av b'lekeach min ha-meshumar afilu b'chatsi isor asur. If he's playing games here, he locks up his pardes. And he has good reason. I'm telling you, I saw it. The people destroyed the pardes. They work so hard all year long. You have these, what are they called, Mendy? Those guys that work in the pardes? You know what I'm talking about? From that country over there. The foreigner. We'll just call them foreigners because they're not getting in trouble. The foreigners that stayed a little bit too long and they're there. And every esrog, like I explained to you, the esrogim have these thorns that grow, very long thorns. They have to come and clip. Every esrog is a... And people come and they start chopping. They bring their saws, the whole thing. So the guy, you know, he sees all his work going, you know, into the toilet. So he goes and he locks up his field. That makes the esrog aser. And this is a machlokes Rishonim brought here in Taisus. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the esrog becomes mamish aser. Where other Rishonim hold, it's not really aser, it's just a punishment to the guy that owns the field. I saw a beautiful shaila here. What happens if I own a pardes? And as I'm walking through the pardes, I see the most gorgeous esrog that I've ever seen, and I want to use the esrog. This is my esrog. It's my field. Why shouldn't I get the same right as everybody else? So, but I want to leave it on the tree because if I take it off today, it's going to get ruined by the time Sukkot comes around. So I keep an eye on it, and I see people coming in and out of my paradise. I'm going crazy. I want this esrog. What do I do? How do I? If I put a fence around it, that yellow tape, and I said, don't touch this tree, this esrog, aser. My esrog becomes aser, according to Rabbeinu Tam. At least, so what do I do? So, it's actually something that I thought about, but what somebody says over there, that all you need to do is put a little note. So this esrog was wanted by the balabas, so then it becomes he says a different word. There's ani mahabech b'charara. Now you're taking away from another poor person that's trying to get the thing. And other people say it doesn't really work because there's no ani mahabech b'charara on something that's hefker. Okay, fine. It's a cute child because I could see it happening. The guy, like, he worked so hard in this field. He spent so much money on it. He can't even get his own esrog. And if you try to block somebody from taking it, you're over yisurim. So what do you do? Maybe you can use a note. Maybe people will listen to the note. You know, in yeshiva, the famous joke, I mean, but it's kedai once in a while to say it. In yeshiva, I actually I'll tell you this thing first. I shouldn't make fun of this story because I was over on this story. In yeshiva, the guy used to buy ice cream, whatever, and people would have some ice cream once in a while without asking rishus. So he put a big note on it, Cholof Stam. And then everybody stopped taking. Nobody wants to be over Cholof Stam. Gneva, nunu. It's only a deraisa. Cholof Stam is mamish from the Chamurois. So on an Esra like that, what do you do? Like you write on it. I don't know. You can write Shemitah. I don't know. Like Arla. You like, don't take it. Please don't take it. Fine. I just called up, literally, I just called up, it was like a month ago, called up my roommate because I took some of his kokosh cake. He had Green's kokosh cake. For 30, how many years is it? 30 years it bothered me that I forgot. I forgot. I was hungry. He's probably lets me. I was more out there. I just called him up. He says, Bismish Sugar. It was the word. Now he sends me emails now of all his Chidushi Torah. Okay. He paid me back. Anyway, fine. Zokti Gemara. Masav Rav Sheshes. Umin Amufkar. Shalai Sudais Vesulai. Okay, so we're talking about Esrig. That's Hefker. He found in the same field that everybody else was able to go and get Esrig, but he got a really good one and now he wants to make some money on it. So he can only get 3 meals worth. Not more. Vermini. Hapigom. Oh, this was Matzah Shabbos. Last second stuff. So I have here, because I like to show when it says these funny words. Here. Well, first of all, I printed this. I might as well show it. Vashviz tishmeteno unetashto. You have to leave everything alone. You have to just abandon it. V'achlu evyoynei amcha amecha. By this is the pasuk that says you have to abandon your field. Okay. Now I just wanted to show you these guys. So let's see what we have here. We have Ru. Here, this is Ru. Ru. Okay. Next. Vayarbuzin. Sorel. I didn't print that one. Next. Vashitin, asparagus. Didn't print that one either. You guys know what asparagus is. These are all things you don't, they're worthless. I'm not going to tell my wife because it's like one of her favorite foods, asparagus. Asparagus is garbage. It's just, you let it, it's hefker stuff. The chalgeloi guys, by the way, I said once that, you know, I don't really like whole wheat. So the guy that came from California to say Mazel Tov and got back on the plane, the only thing he brought me really was his whole wheat. He said, now you taste this whole wheat. He forced me to eat his whole wheat. I had to lie to him. He's watching right now. I had to lie to him. That was unbelievable whole wheat. Yeah. Whatever. I guarantee you by the time Shira is over, I got a text message from him. Okay. Next. The Chalgeloi guys. Oh, here we go. I got it. I think I have it. Nope, I didn't print it. Okay, I thought I had it. Okay, next. I did have it once. Porcelain, whatever it's called. Bakuzbar. Coriander, that we know. Kuzbara. Here's kuzbara. Yeah, and Eretz Yisrael, they like to use it in everything. Shibaharim. So this is not really the regular kuzbar. This is the mountain one. Hefker stuff. Bakarpas, which is not just karpas, but it's karpas shibinaharis. It's cress, but the worse than regular cress. I can't even imagine. It's this, but the ones that are by the rivers, even worse. Mamish hefker. Bagargir. And this, the rocket. Shel afar. Okay, it's a type of rocket that doesn't have much value. What's the aloha? Pturim, all this whole list. Pturim and a meiser. You don't even have to give meiser for it. V'nikachim mikol odam bashvis. And you can buy it on Shemitah, there's nothing. It's hefker. The fee, she'ein, kayotzebem, nishmar. Because people don't like to guard it and make sure that nobody takes it. So what's the question? So what about an esrig? An esrig, the same thing. Why is an esrig different than this? If I don't guard this, I could buy it from somebody. The guy didn't guard it, so he could sell it. So the esrig also wasn't guarded. We're talking about an esrig that he didn't guard. It's mufker. We said, if he guarded it, it's osur. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's mamish osur. According to other rishonim, we just don't buy from him. All I could buy it for, the most I could spend on it, is 3 meals worth. Over here, it doesn't say there's an amount. All this stuff that's hefker, kress, kuzbara, all this stuff, I could buy for any price I want. So why is an esrog any different? So yes, all these things, you could only buy it for the amount of money that a meal cost. What's man? My mashma, the high man, listen to me. So I know where did you get this idea that man means food, a meal? So here's the pasuk. How much did the king give Daniel? He passed bag a melech umiyayin mishtav. Umiyayin mishtav. So you see that Vayiman is referring to pas and yayin. Vayiman is a lotion of food. He gave them how much? The king took good care of them. Okay. Next. Yihachi. As the Gemara. Lulav nami. So then what is the difference between an esrog and a lulav? At the end of the day, if we just said that you cannot buy an esrog from an amoretz because he doesn't know what to do with the money, he's going to do yisurim, but you could give him three meals worth. So what do? You spend a lot of money on the lulav, you're buying all dalad meaning from one amoretz. So you tell him, my money is allocated to the lulav, and I want the rest for free. But what's the difference? A lulav should also be asur. It's also part of a date tree. It's all asur. Says the Gemara. Lulav bar shishis hanichnas lashvisu. We're talking about this year. When did this lulav grow? It couldn't grow from Rosh Hashanah to Sukkot. That's only 15 days. So obviously it grew in the sixth year. Right now. It's growing. Like right now in California, lulav are beautiful. Yachi, esrog nami bashishis anichnas lashvisi. So what's the difference? So you answered lulav, great. So esrog also couldn't grow in 1 minute. It grew in the sixth year and don't even shvius. Says Gemara esrog basalik kita aslinon. Says Rashi, and esrog, since we already said esrog needs a lot of water, unlike trees and other things, the grapes, they grow on rainwater, but an esrog needs to be irrigated. You need to constantly water it. So it's like a vegetable. And esrog basa lekita azlin, it goes by the time you snip it off the tree. You snip it off the tree. Yes, it grew in the sixth year, but you snipped it off the tree in the seventh year. So therefore, the lulav and the esrog are playing in two different years. The lulav goes by the sixth year, and the esrog goes by the seventh year. So in a chanami, if you're going to move those two things, if you have a lulav that grew in the seventh year and the esrog was snipped in the eighth year, the esrog is good and the lulav is no good. But we're talking about an esrog this time. Says the Gemara, V'abein Rebbe Gamliel u'bein Rebbe Eliezer le'inyan shvius esrog basar chanot azlinon. Oh, so it goes like this. Which chart should I show you first? I'll show you this one. We're talking about an esrog. We have a three-way machloikas, a typical three-way machloikas. You have Rebbe Eliezer that says that when it comes to an esrog, whether it's shmita or meiser, we go by chanata. Chanata means when the fruit starts growing, when it blooms, like the flower falls off and the esrog comes out. So in other words, when it starts growing, Rebbe Eliezer says Shemitah and Meiser. I'll explain in a second what Meiser is, how this works. But everything is Chanata. And then you have on the flip side, you have Chachmei Usha that say everything goes by Esrog. Talking about an Esrog. Everything goes by Lekita when you take it off this tree. And then of course, we have the middle Mandomar that says, depends. When it comes to Shemitah, it goes by Chanata. When it comes to Meiser, it's Lekita. Okay, again, according to Rebbe Eliezer, esrog goes by chanata, when it pops out, when it starts growing. So whenever it starts growing, if it starts growing in the sixth year, then when it comes to Shemitah, this esrog is a sixth year esrog. And when it comes to Meiser, what's Meiser? So we know These are the four steps of Trumas and Maestras. Marty Dauber, Dr. Marty Dauber, the anesthesiologist from Chicago, said that every time he sees this chart now, before he's in what? He's in, I don't know how old he is, in the 60s. Before, anytime he heard Trumas, Maestras, he just starts spacing out. Now when he sees this, he says, oh, it's an easy sugya. Comes second nature. So when you have produce, you have to give 2% Truma, and then you have to give 10% of whatever's left from the 98% to the Levi. And then the Levi has to give 10% to the Kohen. Okay, we're talking about over here. Meiser Sheni, whatever is left from that, we give 10% to ourselves, to the owner. In what year? Year 1, 2, 4, 5. And in years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle. So in years 1, 2, 4, 5, 10% of whatever is left over after you do these three steps, or two steps for you, whatever is left over, you take 10% and bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Go to the restaurant, do whatever you, if you want, you change it into money. Great. But only in years 1, 2, 4, 5. In years 3 and 6, you give 10% to the Ani. Great. But what's year 1, 2, 5, and 6? What's 3, 6? What year is it? So when it comes to an Esrig, here, it depends. Do we look at the Esrig when it was born, when it just pops out, that little but over there of the Esrig? Or do we look at the Esrig and say, well, I cut it in the sixth year. Well, if I cut it in the sixth year, then I have to give that Esrig 10% to the Ani. Meiser Ani is years 3 and 6. But maybe it's the Chanata start in year 5. So which one is it? Is this Esrig, does it belong to the year 5 or year 6? So that's the Machlokes over here. Rebbe Lezer says it goes by year 5. Chanata, Meiser goes by when it pops out. And according to Gamliel, it goes by Lakita. And according to Chachma Yosef, it goes by Lakita. So we have a machlokes by Shemitah and by Meiser. Says the Gemara, V'abein Rebbe Gamliel, U'bein Rebbe Eliezer, Lin Shvius, Esrig was Chanot Azlinon. Look over here. You have Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Gamliel. They both say that when it comes to Shemitah, Esrig Basu Chanot Azlinon, Chanot Chanotah. So what's the Gemara's answer going to be? Well, there's another Manda Amar called Chachma Yusha that say it goes Basa Lakita. But according to these two Manda Amrim, we view an Esrig and we say Shemitah goes by when it comes out of the tree. And that is like a Lulav. So then what is the difference between a Lulav and an Esrig? They both go by when they are created. Chanata. Where's this Gemara from? This famous Gemara? Kiddushin. Esrig shavali ilam begimel drachim. Esrig is similar to a tree. It is a tree, and therefore it has many halachas that are like a regular tree. However, but it's similar to a vegetable in one way. Shavel li ilam begimel drachim. What are the three ways? La arla. Yeah, the first 3 years of Esrig tree, you cannot benefit from the fruit. It's also bana. Ularavai. The fourth year is like Meiser Sheni, that you give it to yourself, bring it up to your Shalai. Ula Shvius. Shvius is Shemitah. So an Esrig is exactly the same thing as a Lulav. How do you differentiate before between a Lulav and an Esrig? Say, oh, the Lulav goes by the sixth year. The Esrig goes by the seventh year. It's not true. Over here it says that an Esrig is like a regular tree, like a lulav. But it is similar to vegetables in one way. And why? As Rashi explained, because you water it a lot different than all the trees. When it comes to meiser, it goes by the time you take it off the tree. Okay, so again, when it comes to Shemitah, an Esrig goes by Chanata, according to Rebbe Gamliel. We just said Rebbe Gamliel, the blue. Now, Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Esrig Shavu Le'ilam L'chol Davar. Not true. Esrig is exactly like a tree. And trees go by Chanata. So here's Rebbe Eliezer. Shemitah goes by Chanata. Rebbe Gamliel says goes by Chanata. Not by Lakita. Not by the time you take it off the tree, but rather when it pops out of the tree. Says the Gemara, Avtumus testified in the name of five elders. Ezra Acher Lakita Lemaiser. That Ezra goes by Lakita, right over here. Meiser Lakita. And here we have a shita that says that Esrik is different than a lulav. So when we differentiate, we said a lulav goes by the sixth year because that's when it was created, that's when it popped out of the tree. And Esrik goes by the seventh year because that's when you took it off the tree. It's going according to this red guy, Chachmeyusha. They say, Chachmeyusha say, that it goes, Esrik goes for Shemitah and Meiser, Basar, Lakita, and not by Chanata. Now I'll just finish this because it's smack in the middle and it's we had a short daf. Shvius Mandikar Shmei, who even mentioned the word Shemitah in this whole sentence? We started off saying Esrik Shavu Leilin Chaldava. We're talking about Meiser. Who's talking about Shemitah? Says Gemara Chasuri Mechser V'Achtani. You're right. We just have to insert a word here. Esrik Achar Lekita LeMeiser V'Achanata LeShvius. It starts off saying that an Esri goes by Lakita for Meiser. Here, you see, like the Shita. Meiser Lakita, Shmita Chanata. And Chachamim Musha said, no. Esri is always Basa Lakita. And therefore, we have a good distinction between a Lulav and an Esri. Rabboisai, have a wonderful day, week. Thank you so much for coming out here. Should we do a group photo? Is anybody going anywhere? So lock those doors. You're in charge of the door, Rabbi. Look at the guy sitting by the door. He's in charge. He's not letting anybody out. Let's go quickly. Oh, what time tomorrow, Mark? 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. Yeah. No? It's crazy. I have to go to the airport.